This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so over to healthcare now. There is a line of thinking in healthcare these days that goes something like this. To get more bang for the medical buck, we need to know how much things really cost. Transparency is the buzzword. And it gets us to a line item in the president's budget that dropped last week that drug makers have to share publicly what they're spending on R&D, research and development. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains that is a spotlight the pharmaceutical industry is eager to get out of.
It's hard to hate on transparency. That's kind of like hating on baseball, apple pie, or Taylor Swift. But when it comes to getting a better handle on drug makers' R&D costs, industry trade group Pharma has got no love.
Transparency for what?
That's Pharma spokesperson Priscilla Vanderveer.
And what we've seen in some states and in some areas, and including in the budget, is potential price controls. And if that's what we're going towards, then of course we fundamentally disagree.
As drug costs keep rising, it's clear there's a growing chorus to rein that in. But Ken Caton with Tufts says looking at R&D costs is looking at the wrong thing.
All of these transparency initiatives are based on the premise that if we know how much you spent to develop this product, we'll have a better idea how much you should charge for that product. And that's just not the way it works.
Caton says when it comes to setting a price for a drug that costs $20 or $90,000, there are three key factors. Are there competitors? What are people willing to pay? And what's the value? Dr. Ron Cohen, head of Acorda Therapeutics, says figuring out value and how to reward it is the way forward.
We are being paid for the actual outcomes for the patients who take our medications. Those are the sorts of things that we are signing up for and need to continue to sign up for.
So if a drug company releases a new blockbuster and it goes, the company doesn't get paid much. If the manufacturer cures Alzheimer's, then the drug maker gets paid a premium. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.